You are listening to The Edge, the weekly art and culture program, and that was Linda Beringer with that report on a local show here in Dubai. Now, just when you thought with Art Week behind us that the art and culture scene in Dubai was slowing down, the 5th Gulf Film Festival is revving up with a record number of submissions to the festival. And joining me now on the line is the Gulf Film Festival Managing Director, Shivani Pandya. Shivani, thanks for being there.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Now, as I mentioned, a record number of submissions. I believe it was 1,250 this year from around 90 countries. Is that a significant jump and a surprise for you guys?
I think that's actually been quite heartening for us, because we've had we've had so many different countries sort of participate, which we did not have last year. We've had a record number of submissions from the UAE itself, so that means there's more filmmaking, people getting interested in cinema. So it's great. I think we're really excited, and we've got some great films coming through.
Okay, so what are some of the main themes for the submissions, and how popular, I guess, the obvious topic for the region are films and movies around the Arab Spring?
I think the Arab Spring, of course, has been covered, and that's something you always, because it's very topical, there'll always be a strain of that. But I think what's really important is the fact that you're going to see the whole Arab region through the eyes of the Gulf filmmakers. And some of it is all, it's very quirky, it's normal day-to-day life. There's some great examples of films. There's the Gamboa Revolution, which has to do about hairdos with young women, Emirati women here.
So the Gamboa Revolution, that's where the girls have the big hair, I guess the beehives, right?
That's right. The big hairdo, and it's just the inside scoop. And I think last year we had a very interesting film, which was I'm a Man, where it had all the Emirati and local men sort of debating whether one should wax or wear jewelry or not, if it was manly enough, and it was really, really hilarious. Mm-hmm. It was two sides of the story, and it's something that happens everywhere, and I think that's what's really interesting for the expatriate population. It sort of gives you an insight into the way people think, they live, and it's all real life, and it's not only serious topics, but they're fun and interesting elements.
How well represented? How many films have been submitted by Emiratis and the UAE community?
I think we've had over 145 submissions that have come in from the UAE itself, which is great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what about languages, Arabic-speaking films? How many English films have you got?
It's difficult to say at this point, but I think it's a great mix. And even if the films are in Arabic, they're all subtitled in English. Mm-hmm. So everybody can get to see, and understand them. Mm-hmm. We've also got an international competition, so we'll have a few foreign language films that come through. So it's quite diverse. I think in terms of where the films are coming from, we've got them from, Argentina to Uganda. So I think there's a huge diversity. It's in different languages, a lot of short films, which is fun. So you can watch different short stories right across the festival.
Okay, and so how is the final vetting going of the actual films that have made it into the festival? And when can we expect to see a list of which films have made it to the shortlist?
I think we've got about 35 to 40 films, which we've already announced, and the information is available on our website, which is www.gulffilmfest.com. So you can get onto that and see what's already there. But we've got some great stories. We've got some great documentaries. We've got a true story called Red Heart, which is a heartwarming Kurdish love story. We've got an Iraqi documentary, which is Halabja, which is about the lost children. So it's about a young man who returns to Iraq and who's presumed dead, and only to find, dozens of people and families want to actually adopt them or hope that he's their son. So it's quite interesting. It's got a different streak to it. So we've got very interesting stories, and it's right across the Gulf region.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And plus some great international films. And I think it's very diverse, and I think the program will all be out in a few days.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that the different countries. I'm just looking through your press release. There's a submission from Afghanistan. Did that make it into the shortlist?
Okay, I can't reveal what has and what hasn't. The ones that we've already announced on the website.
Okay.
And
so
I think, we, you know, as time goes on, we're going to be introducing more, and more information.
So when's the final announcement of all of the films expected by?
By the end of the month, every day we're sort of updating and putting in as we get as the selection's being made. We're in the final processes of the selection. In a couple of days you'll have almost everything up there.
Excellent. And what about the rating process or any kind of PG rating? What's the general kind of how does it work for the submissions as far as rating them and censoring perhaps any of the content?
We don't censor. I mean, as a film festival, right across, we don't censor. However, we ensure there is a rating in place, and it's self-censorship. So we sort of make the person aware that the kind of content, and if they're not inclined to see that kind of content, they don't go in. Mm-hmm. However, what we do ensure is that the age group is right for the kind of content that we're showing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very particular about that, and that's something that we make sure that we check people's IDs and things. But otherwise, it's self-censorship. I mean, for adults, it's totally self-censorship. If you're not interested in those films, you're not obliged to watch them.
And just finally, you do have a children's section as well. I know it's not involved in the competition, but out of competition portion, there's a children's film.
Yes, we do, and we always do. And we've always had some fun films. So I think that's something that people can look out for. There will definitely be a kids section and probably be screened over across the weekend.
Mm-hmm. And just finally, I'm sorry, Shivani, just to cut you off there, but just the website where people can get all the details on the upcoming 5th Gulf Film Festival?
Is www.gulffilmfest.com.
Excellent. Shivani Pandya, the Managing Director of Gulf Film Festival, thank you so much for your time and all the best for the 5th edition.
All right. Thank you.